is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 23rd of November, 2011. It's the birthday of the poet and pop philosopher and historian Jennifer Michael Hecht, born on Long Island in 1965. Her latest book, The Happiness Myth, the historical antidote to what isn't working today, in which she argues that happiness is a phenomenon influenced far more by culture than by what we think of as scientific fact. She said, "We think our version of a happy life is more like physics than like pop songs. We expect the people of the next century, say, to agree with our basic tenets. For instance, that broccoli is good for a happy life and that opium is bad. But they will not. Our rules for living are more like the history of pop songs. They make their weird sense only to the people of each given time period. They aren't true." It's the birthday of memoirist Ishmael Bia, born in Sierra Leone, 1980. He was 11 years old when a brutal civil war took place in his country, which eventually killed 500,000 of his countrymen. He wrote a book about it in 2007, A Long Way Gone, Memoir of a Boy Soldier, which told the story of how, after he and a group of boys from his village fled from the rebels, they were picked up by an army militia, plied with drugs, taught to fight with bayonets, and led into the jungles to do bloody battle against other bands of boys. He was 13 at the time. He was removed from the fighting by UNICEF, taken to a rehab center, then moved to New York City, where he lived with a foster mother, went to high school, and then to college. And it's the birthday of Neeraj Chowdhury, born 1897 in what was then Bengal, a region of British-ruled India. Made his career in journalism, in English. His memoir, The Autobiography of an Unknown Indian, was very popular in 1951, especially outside of India. And then his last book, Three Horsemen of the New Apocalypse. He wrote it when he was 99. He died 2 months shy of his 102nd birthday. Here's a poem for today by Samuel Hazo for Anna Catherine on Thanksgiving. The first girl in generations, you came when the century clicked from nines to zeros to plus one. Capped on a pallet, you flexed your toes and let us count your fingernails. We studied you as our particular event, our small surprise, our bonus. Months earlier, I prayed that you'd be born intact and healthy, and you were. Today, I wish you beauty, grace, intelligence, the commonplace grandfatherly cliches. What makes us crave for those we love, such bounties of perfection? Life, just life, is never miracle enough, no matter how we try to church ourselves. Squirming in my arms, you save me from my tyranny of dreams with nothing but your version of a kiss and the sure, blind love of innocence. For Anna Catherine on Thanksgiving, a poem by Samuel Hazo from The Song of the Horse, published by Autumn House Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, where your mobile device can turn into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's poetry app. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Edited by Noah Smith and written by Heather McPherson. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.